at the Ag Issues Forum. I'm visiting with Alan Gent. And Alan, first tell us what you do for Bayer.
I'm the U.S. Soybean Product Manager for Soybean Seed and Traits at Bayer Crop Science.
We have got, I think, one of the biggest crowds for this Ag Issues Forum that I've seen. I don't think I've been to all of them, though. But you're here to talk about traits, things that might be in the pipeline in the soybean area for Bayer. So let's go there. Near term, what are we looking at that we might see out in the field at some point?
Yeah, so we're standing right here next to the Balance Sheet T poster, and that's going to be, today we're marking the Liberty Link, which we're seeing a lot of momentum around that trait, just with the expansion of weed resistance. Growers are looking for solutions, and as we look down the pipeline here in the near term, we're co-developing trait Balance Sheet T with MS Tech. MS Technologies, and what this will do is it's going to bring HPPDs, the herbicide use, over to soybeans. So it'll be the first HPPD trait that we'll see in soybeans, and it's stacked with a glyphosate trait. So it'll be a glyphosate, and isoxafludol is going to be the chemistry, which is an HPPD herbicide that will be used over top that we're calling Balance Bean. So those two will come together in the market here in mid-decade, Balance Bean and Balance Sheet T soybeans.
So we're I know that the like pre-announcement has come out earlier than this. We're looking at when that we might see that, hopefully get its registration be available then?
Yeah, so we're saying mid-decade. It's getting, as you know, with a lot of the complexity around trade approvals today, it's hard to peg those timelines as in the past. So we're just saying mid-decade, so it'd be near-term here in the near future. You had to pick a time on it. You know, you're talking 16, 17 time frame, but mid-decade is probably the best guess. Again, the regulatory process has gotten a lot more lengthy for all companies involved, which is an industry issue. So we're doing our best to get her through the approval process.
Well, and I think for anybody that's not a farmer who might hear this interview, that I think that's an example of how careful regulatory authorities as well as just a company like Bayer itself are in terms of developing, testing, before bringing a product like this to the market.
You bet. And the regulatory process, it's pretty interesting. Somebody just asked me earlier, how long does it take to bring a trait to market? And it takes about 10 to 12 years. And if you go back a decade ago, it takes about 10 to 12 years. But what you find out in that approval process or that whole time frame is that it's kind of shifted where the time focus is. So it used to be more early discovery, integration, and the regulatory process went real smooth. You know, it was just a few years. Today, the early phases, the discovery and integration is going a lot shorter, but we've expanded our regulatory time frame, which, to your point, it's getting a little bit more complex, getting those external approvals. Some of the hot topics we talked about today contribute to that with some of the GMO issues and pressures and awareness around that. So it becomes more of an issue when you're dealing with companies or countries like the EU or China, which are very important to soybeans from an export approval standpoint.
So as we go back to the pipeline, you know, it's we're talking something that some people may think that's long term, but that's probably more short term. Yeah. As we look ahead, what other types of things is Bayer working on that would help solve some of these problems that are facing soybean growers today?
Yeah, so a lot of what we're doing here in what I would say near term, but it would be, you know, up to 2020, and then we go post-2020, is really going to be focused on weed resistance and weed resistance management. So we've got the Balance Sheet T trait that we will stack with one of our LL55 traits. It's another event we got with Liberty Link. That will come in after we get this approved. And then we're also working with Syngenta on a collaboration with a product called MGI, which is another HPPD trait that comes in. So we'll have multiple modes of HPPD events in the trait, along with the glufosinate and the glyphosate. And then when you go past 2020, you get out a little bit further, we're looking at other events that would give more disease, like SDS, those types of things. But those are more further down the pipeline as we speak today.
All right. Well, I hear the bells ringing or the chime that it's time for us to go back into session. So very timely. Alan, thank you very much for visiting with me here at the Bayer Crop Science Ag Issues Forum. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.